Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Shviyas, daf Pei Zayin, the very last daf in the Masechta, and we're starting Pei Vav Amud Beis on the bottom with Halacha Dalet, the last Halacha in the Masechta, and in the Vilna Sura daf, it's Halamed Amud Beis. And today's daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas Mars Merim Sarah Bas Rabbi Yaakov Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. And the Mishnah says Hamaser Chayv B'Shviyas. Someone returns a Chayv after Shmita, even though he doesn't have to. Racham Noichem Menu. The Chum are happy with him. Furthermore, Halavim and Agershin is Gairu Ban of Imai. Someone who borrows money from a Ger whose sons converted with him, and then the Ger died. Lo Yachzer Laban. He doesn't have to return that loan to the children. That's because we know that Gershon is Gair Kikot and Shanoel Adami. When someone converts to Judaism, it's like they've just been born anew. And even if they had children before they converted, halachically, their children aren't considered theirs. Therefore, Al-Pi Adin, the one who borrowed money from his Gair, does not have to repay the money to this Gair's children. However, Im Hichser, if he does do so, Racham Neichemenu, the Cham are happy with him. And something similar, call Metaltalin Nikonim Mashicha. Anytime Metaltalin movable objects are being sold, the only way they can be acquired halachically is through Mashicha, by picking them up and bringing them to himself. And before that happens, even if money is paid, technically the person can back out of the deal. However, anyone who keeps to his word and goes through with the deal, even though Mashicha wasn't done on the object, the Chum are happy with him. And if he backs out of the deal, in Racham Neichemenu, the Chum are not happy with him. I think Mar Pezayin Amar Alpha on top quotes the Mishnah, Alev Menager V'chulu, Sir Blazar Amar Blazar says, Ubalvah Lebanov, only to the sons. Sir Biesi Bayi, Rabbi Yossi asked the following question, Ma Ubalvah Lebanov? What did Blazar mean when he said, only to the sons? Mashma, this money that was borrowed from the Ger should not be returned to anybody else. But who else would it be returned to, if not the sons? Anyway, he doesn't have any Yarshim. So the answer is, Im Yesh Lebanim, Machzor Lebanim. If the Ger has sons, he should give it to the sons. Vim Ein Lebanim, if he doesn't have sons, Machzor Lebnoisov, he could give it to the daughters of the Ger. And the chiddush is shaloi toimar. Don't say hoyel ve'in yirusha zager b'dvar Torah. Since midaraz the ger's children aren't yirushim, yachzir the proper girsa is l'bnaisav. That if the person wants, he can return it to the daughters and not to the sons. That's what Rabbi Elazar is telling us, that if this person decides to return the money to the ger's family, he should not give it to the daughters. He first should give it to the sons, and if there's no sons, then he can give it to the daughters. Ketzabai, similarly, mishamei soif meshpachtoi, someone who the end of his family died, meaning the last person in his family passed away, and somebody owes that fellow money, but there's no one left. And the only one that's left is his mother. He doesn't have to return the loan to the mother, because mid derisa she doesn't yashin her son. However, if he does return the money to the mother, the Chum are happy with him. However, here we have a different outcome. If a gazlan did tshuva, and he wants to return that which he stole, if the person accepts the stolen item back, the Chum are not happy with him. And this is because of something called takanas hashavim. The Chum realized that if every time a gazlan wants to do tshuva, he has to return all the items that he stole, so then gazlanim aren't going to do tshuva, because it's going to be overwhelming. Sometimes they stole way too much money or way too many things. There's even a story in the Gemara where a person wanted to do tshuva, and his wife told him, what do you think you can do tshuva? Even the clothing you're wearing are stolen. And he decided not to do tshuva. So in order not to prevent people from doing tshuva, we say that a person should not take back this item that was stolen from him. Continue to explain the mission. We said, v'chol mekayim es dvarei v'chulu. So we're going to talk about a person keeping his word when he's involved in a business deal. Rav Chiya b'shem Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rav Chiya says the name Rabbi Yochanan, someone who's involved in a conversation regarding business. Reuven and Shimon are talking. I want to sell this to you. I want to buy it. That's great. And then one of them decides to back out. Zimn dat Amar in Racham Neichemenu. Sometimes we're just going to say the Chum aren't happy with him. But Zimn dat Amar, and sometimes we're going to say Ein Meister Neisay El Mishapara, that we're going to give him over for Mishapara. Now Mishapara is something Bezin officially declares, and it goes like this: Mishapara me'anchi Dar Mabel, the one who punished those in the Dar Mabel. He's going to punish the one who doesn't stick to his word. So sometimes we'll say the Chum is not happy with him, and sometimes he's actually going to get a Mishapara. And when are these applied? So if they're just conversing about this business deal, but nothing changed hands, not even money, and one of them backs out, so we're going to say the Chum aren't happy with him. However, if money exchanged hands, even though that's not an official Kenyan, as we said, Mashiach is an official Kenyan, if a person backs out in this stage, so he gets something a little bit harsher, he gets this Mishapara. Now Rabbi Zeir said in the name of Rabbi Vo, who said B'shem Rabbi Yechanan, Hanoisene Rava in Tabaz L'Chaveiroi. If a person is buying a field from his friend, and he gives an Eravain, a security, to his friend. What's the security? This ring, this Tabas. And he's basically giving this so he doesn't lose the deal. U'bikish L'Hachzerbay, and now he wants to be Chazer, he wants to back out of the deal. Chazerbay, he can back out of the deal, because the ring isn't considered a down payment, and it's not considered a mashka and a collateral either. Rabbi Zeir asked him for Rabbi Vo, Zahov, what about if he gives him a gold coin as a security? So Amar Lehi, he told him, Tabas, this is only by a ring. If he gives a ring as a security, so then he could could back out of the deal. But if he gives him a zahov, a gold coin, so then they can't back out of the deal. So he asked Mabein Zahov, Mabein Tabas, what's the difference between a gold coin and a ring? And the answer is, zahov darkei l'shtanos. A gold coin will be changed, tabas be'enahu, but a ring remains as it is. Namely, when a person gives a ring as a security, he's expecting that exact ring back when he actually comes up with the funds. So therefore, it's not considered a down payment, and that's why they're allowed to back out. But when he gives a gold coin as security, even though he intends to receive a gold coin back when he comes up with the funds, he doesn't really care which gold coin he receives, and that's what we mean that Zahov is darkei l'hishtanos. Whatever coin he gave as security, he knows is probably going to end up being used by the person holding it, and when he finally comes up with the funds and gets his gold coin back, it's going to be a different gold coin. So that means that the coin that he gave is really viewed as the beginning of the payment for this field, and not just a security, and therefore they can't back out because some money has already been paid. Now, Yaakov Zavdi says the name of Rabbo, says B'shem Rabbi Yechanan, if a person said that he's going to give a gift to his friend, and he wants to go back on that, he could go back on that, and there's no issues. Now, he told him, how could that be? A person has to make sure that his lav and his hain are tzedek. Now, where's this coming from? So the pasuk in regards to measurements tells us, and this is telling us that a person has to make sure that all of his measurements are tzedek. Now, Joshua added his last statement, hin tzedek, is that your hin, your yes, shall be tzedek. It shall be 100% solid and confirmed. And your lav should also be tzedek. When you say no, you should also be serious about it and keep to it. And over here we have a problem. If a person said that he's going to give a gift to his friend, he can't back out of that because that's not keeping with the pasuk of hin tzedek. So Amar, he answered him, b'shash Amar hin shal tzedek haya. When he said yes, when he said, I'm going to give you this gift, so his hin was tzedek, he was 100% serious about that. Only later on he decided to back out so he could back out. And when the pasuk's telling us that your hin has to be tzedek, that means it shouldn't be echad b'peh ve'echad b'lev. You shouldn't say something and mean something different. But if you mean what you say and later on you decide to go back on it, that's not you running afoul of this pasuk. However, the Gemara tells us Rav Palig. Rav argues with this. To Rav Amar, because Rav says, kadar na amar l'bnei beisi, when I tell people of my house, l'itei matana l'bar nash, to give a gift to a certain fellow, lina chazar bi, I don't go back on it at all. And we're understanding the reason why it doesn't go back on it is because of this pasuk, hin tzedek. However, the Gemara Pezayin Omez on top tells us, masniso pliga al Rav, the following brisa seems not to be like Rav. Because what does the brisa tell us? Emasai amar ha-metaltalon nikon m'shicha. When do you say that metaltalon are acquired with m'shicha? So that's b'rishos harabim, oy b'chatzar she'eno shel shneihem. That's only if he's in the rishos harabim or in a chatzar that doesn't belong to either of them. But let's say b'rishos l'ikeach, they're in the rishos of the buyer. For example, Reuven is selling a watch to Shimon, and they're in Shimon's rishos. So kivin shekibel alav, once he already accepted upon himself to buy it, since the watch is in his chatzar, he automatically acquires it, and he doesn't even have to do a m'shicha. Whereas b'rishos hamoicher, if they're in the rishos of the seller, loikana, he's not kain it, ajek bia, until he picks it up, ayat shiim sheikh, or until he does a m'shicha, v'yoytzeas kol m'rishos habaylim, and he takes it out of the rishos of the original owner. Now let's say b'rishos zeh shahayu mufkadin etzloi, this item that's being sold is in the rishos of the person whom it's deposited by, so Reuven is selling something to Shimon, but it's deposited by Levi, loikana, Shimon's not kain it, ajek azikenu bahen, until he's mezakeh him in it, ayat or until he rents him the place where the item is, and only then it can be considered that it's in Shimon's Rishos. Now, why is this Brisa question Rav? Because we clearly see the only time an item is considered to be belonging to somebody is if he does an official kinyan. But simply saying, I'm going to give this item to that fellow, is not an official kinyan, and therefore there's no issue in backing out on it. The Gemara continues, Ma'avila Rav, what does Rav do with this? The Gemara answers, Kan Kshem Midei Imai, Kan Bishaleh Midei Imai. Over here, when Rav related that when he says that he's going to give a gift to somebody, he never backs out on it, that's referring to a case of a midai imai, where the person whom he was going to give the gift to was right there, and the people that were in possession of the gift that Rav was going to give, for example, the people of his house, they had the gift, they were there as well, and this is considered mamad shlashtan, and therefore that's considered real kinyan, and that's why Rav wasn't going to back out of it. However, when it's not this situation, when it's shaloihim midai imai, the person's not actually there, so then simply saying, I'm going to give a gift to this fellow, doesn't mean you can't back out of it. Now skip the next line and a half of Rav Palik, de Rav Amar Kadar Na, Amil Bnei Beisi, Litei Matan, Albar Nosh, Lina Chayzerbi. That's not part of the girsa, and we continue. The Gemara says, "Tedelcha, you should know the Chai Bar Nash Ifkedei Ravain Al Milcha." A certain person put a down payment on some salt that he was going to buy. V'yikras, and salt went up in value, and the salt seller wanted to back out of the deal. Also, Kamei de Rav, he came to Rav Amrle. He told him, either he has to give him the entire amount of his down payment. So let's say he was buying $1,000 worth of salt, and he put down $100. You have to give him at least $100 worth of salt. Oh, yimser le'le mishapara, or we're going to give this fellow over to a mishapara if he decides to back out of the deal. entirely. Now the Gemara says, "Machav shitasa to Rav." It seems to be they have a seer in the sheet of Rav himself. Tamanu Amar over there, he said, "Kana no Amar l'bnei Beisi." When I told people of my home, "Litan matan l'bar nosh," they should give a gift to a particular fellow. Lino chazerbi. I'm not chazer on that. V'kayu Amar hachin. And over here, he says this. Here, he clearly seemed to tell the seller that he could back out as long as he gives however much salt is the value of the down payment. He could back out of the rest of the deal. But according to what Rav said previously about giving a gift, that's problematic. Since their deal was that he's going to buy $1,000 worth of salt, why is Rav letting this guy get away with only giving $100 worth of salt? So my answer is Taman l'midas hadin. Over there, in this case of the salt, that's al pi halacha. Midas hadin is the strict halacha. The strict halacha is that if they're involved in a business deal and all he did was put a down payment on, but no kinyan was actually made, so then in order not to get a mishapara, he just has to give the amount of goods that value the down payment, but not any more than that. But Rav's minhag, his custom of that when he said, "I'm going to give a gift to a fellow," he was never chazer on that. That's midas chasidus. That's the pious way to act, but that's not l'midas hadin. That's above and beyond, and that's what Rav's not contradictory in his shitas. Finishing the entire Masech together, and just like we're going to finish this Masech together, we should be going to finish all of Shas Yerushalmi together. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with a brand new Masechta, Maseches Trumos. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.